Chapter 4. Invisible Kung Fu. A teacher is never a giver of truth. He is a guide, a pointer to the truth that each student must find for himself. Bruce Lee. A young Kung Fu student, outmatched by a group of thugs, went in search of a new master. "For what you must learn," his old master replied, "you must visit my master, who will train you in the art of invisible kung fu." Confused, but eager to learn, the young man went to see the kung fu master. While knocking at the master's door, the thugs approached him again and decided to teach him another lesson. At that moment, the old kung fu master opened the door. Small and frail, the young student was surprised. Standing at the door, the old man said to the thugs, "It seems you have found my student, and I'm very sorry for whatever he has done."
"Shut up, old man. We'll teach you a lesson too," one of the thugs snarled,
to which the old man apologetically replied, "I am so sorry. I don't want any trouble. I am just an old man." As he apologized, he stepped forward to shake hands with the thug, but tripped over his pant leg and fell onto the man, dragging him to the ground.
"I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." As he stood up, the old man latched onto the elbow of another thug, pulling him down.
Rolling over to get back up, he poked a thug in the eye. "I'm so sorry." Then, as another thug tried to lift him back to his feet, the old man brought his head back too fast, breaking the guy's nose. With one thug holding his eye and another spurting blood from his nose, the old man kept apologizing. "I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." Having had enough, the thugs departed. Shocked by what had happened, the young man challenged the old master. "I thought you were a master of kung fu, but all you did was trip and fall and apologize all over the place. How can you possibly teach me invisible kung fu?" With a wry smile, the old man replied, "The secret to invisible kung fu is not that it cannot be seen. It is that people don't understand what they do see." What does this story lead you to think? Maybe it's just a story, isn't it? Well, maybe there are people out there in the world who have skills that aren't obviously perceivable. My brain goes to another weird one, like psychic phenomena. You could say it doesn't exist, maybe not. Yet, isn't it possible that there are people out there in our world with invisible skills that we can't detect? And that's a weird one. What about influence? It's all around us, isn't it? Come back to the examples from the previous chapter. TV commercials. It's obvious that there are people out there who design them for maximum impact, isn't it? Even if we don't know exactly what devices they are using, we know they are using them. What about the news? That's pretty obvious, isn't it? You tune into misery and fear and violence, so that's what you get. Yet many people still think the news is facts. They say to me, "Isn't it important to be informed?" Right. Like the news is information on our world versus, no, it's a handful of soundbites of the worst of our world. Isn't that obvious? Yet it's not, is it? What are the other things that are invisible around you that you now might perceive?